Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Hey, G. Good morning, man. How'd you make out there, okay?
Yeah, actually not bad at all. And this is the part that I'm a little bit worried about just because of the forecast is right now until 8 a.m. is supposed to be the most wind that we get in gusts up to 55 miles an hour out here. So that would be the time in the next couple of hours. But as I was letting Ella out and wiping her inverted vulva this morning, it didn't seem that bad out there. So everything's so far so good. How about you?
Everything's fine. And I know out east, way out east in Montauk is probably where they're going to get the brunt of it.
Yes.
And yeah. Lower New England is also getting hammered. And there's a lot of people up there that lost power. Now, somebody that didn't lose power last night was the Knicks. And
oh, that's awesome.
You know, we were talking about this yesterday, and I said, you know, if there's one portion of the game where they have to control the game, that's at the point guard position because the Sixers don't have a point guard. And again, that was evidenced last night. Now, Kemba Walker and Derrick Rose play great, and they almost split the minutes. I think Kemba had 28 and Derrick Rose had 20. And of course, the Knicks are now hoisting up threes ad nauseum. I mean, it's so many three-point shots. They have completely changed from where they were last year. And last night, they hit their shots. And they hit their shots, and they controlled the most important part of an NBA basketball game, and that is the point guard position. Because right now, Philadelphia doesn't have one. And going into the game, to me, that was going to be, you know, the big part of why Kemba Walker is here. He's here because, you know, he's a starting point guard in the NBA. He's got the experience. He's had the success. And last night was a game where he had to go out there and he had to control the game from his position. And I thought he did that. I thought he had his best game as a Knick, although it's very early in the season. He did not turn the ball over. And he and Derrick Rose both controlled that position from start to finish.
Yeah, two things I loved last night. One was Kemba Walker going off in that second quarter because we hadn't really seen that from him. And then after the game, he talked about how this was a dream come true. New York City kid going off like that, the Garden in a Knicks uniform. We've seen him go off at the Garden before, of course, but in a Knicks uniform with that crowd cheering him, that was really absolutely a dream come true. And the other thing that I loved was Tom Thibodeau after the game talking about how he knew that this was going to be a good night for the team before they tipped off because of the reaction that they had after that terrible loss to the Magic at home. And the reason why that's important to me, it's game four in the regular season, is because it's exactly that. It's game four in the regular season. You feel like there's a lot of teams in the NBA and a lot of coaches that are like, this stuff's going to happen. You know, we got to play better. We'll clean up a couple things, whatever, and they don't focus on it. He said that everybody after the game, Thibodeau said everybody was working harder, showing up earlier because they were embarrassed that they lost to the Magic at home, and they came out and they stomped all over the Sixers. Like, there's a different mentality with this Knicks team than a majority of the teams in the NBA, and I am confident in saying that. And maybe it ends up hurting them towards the end of the season because everybody else is doing load management and everybody else is looking at the regular season a different way, and maybe they're burned out in the playoffs. I don't know. And that could be something that we're talking about. But my God, I mean, even Julius Randle last night, I mean, I couldn't say these things better than these guys are saying. Julius Randle last night's like, I don't have to score 30 anymore to win. He's, this is great. He's like, you got guys all over the place who are scoring. I don't have to score 30 to win. I remember Carmelo Anthony used to, you know, be criticized because if the team won or lost, didn't matter to him as long as he got his 30. I mean, that's what his teammates would say. So I just love this group. I get excited about watching them. Like, I'm getting excited about watching a football game. That's how into him I am. And last night was just tremendous.
Well, if they hit their 3-point shots the other night against Orlando, they would have won going away as well. But Cole Anthony was a little bit of an annoyance, to say the least,
yes,
as nobody can stay with him. You know, this is going to be, I'm telling you, it's going to be the rub the entire season. You know, they handled Embiid last night, but Embiid obviously is hurting because they don't have a legit point guard, whether it be Ben Simmons or Kyrie Irving or anybody else. If they had Kyrie Irving, I think they'd be a lot better. They'd be an unbelievable team. They'd be a championship team for sure.
Yeah.
But as long as they are going out there and playing with the group that they have, they're not really going to go anywhere. Embiid's going to have to carry them, and you know, last night in the first half, he was, believe it or not, virtually invisible.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was a good thing for the Knicks. And the Knicks, let's face it, it's kind of the same mantra that they had last year. And I was glad, you remember last year at the training deadline, we talked about it. They didn't trade for anybody, they didn't do anything stupid. They let the guys that he had there, you know, own up to it and go into the playoffs, and unfortunately it didn't work in the playoffs. I would just say that, like, Thursday night they play the Bulls, and they're going to be at Chicago. Chicago, I believe, is undefeated.
Yeah, they're 4-0.
Okay,
yeah.
So, and they have Lonzo Ball playing point guard.
Big offseason, yep, getting Lonzo Ball.
Right, so we will, you know, that will be the next thing. You know, going on the road, playing against a team that has a, you know, a presence at point guard is going to be a telltale sign for the Knicks moving forward. It's great to watch what we saw last night. You know, after 15 straight losses to the Philadelphia 76ers, I mean, like, you know, they were the Jets to the Patriots, for God's sake.
Sure.
But, you know, after that, and, you know, if you don't feel sorry for anybody, but you have to be realistic about why they won and how they won, and you expected them to win. I mean, there was no way that they shouldn't have won the game last night because of the Sixers' problems at point guard. Now we just got to see if Kemba Walker and Derrick Rose can continue to do this. That's going to be the season-long question. If they can make it through the entire season, play like they did last night, and split the minutes essentially, and score 32 points combined. That's right there is the number that we all should be looking at.
Yeah, and you mentioned the trade deadline last year. You know what I think is going to be really interesting is the trade deadline this year. And the reason is for a couple of reasons. First off, the Knicks have a lot of picks. They've accumulated stuff. They've set up their organization in a big way. And last year, of course, they didn't add, and they ended up getting bounced in the first round. And the Knicks now have changed the perception of the team through how they played the last couple of years. And there's going to be players that used to say, the Knicks? I don't want to go there. I don't want to be a part of that. And now look at what's going on.
All right.
And hear, you know, people say, you know, a regular season game's like a playoff game. Just wait till you see the playoff games here again. I mean, that would be, I know it's a long way away, but I mean, there could be a big chip coming this way, trade deadline.
All right.
If you keep playing like
that. Right, like, who is that chip? Like, who is the player? Well,
but you got, but
I'm
that's
just,
the
I'm
thing
just
in the
asking,
NBA.
Like, do you have an idea? I don't know if you have an idea of a specific player, but do you have an idea of what position? And
but
how?
I'll tell you why it's hard to say now is because you got to see the disgruntled NBA player turns on a dime, right? That's the thing. It turns on a dime, and it could be anybody at any time if a season falls out of favor, and then all of a sudden it becomes clear this person's not signing here, whatever. I mean, that Anthony Davis Pelicans thing came out of nowhere. Nobody had any idea it was disgruntled. Next thing you know, he's sitting on the bench, and it was over. So we'll see. It's a long way to go to the trade deadline, but I would imagine that this year, if an opportunity arises where they have to shake it up a little bit at the trade deadline, they might think differently. But we'll see how good they are at that point. Maybe they're so damn good. Maybe they're the one seed.
Calm down. I would just say, look, to me, you like this team. I like this team. I like the grit. I like the fight. They're shooting a lot more threes this year. And I'm sure that people that are going to the game find it to be more exciting. You know, when a three is hit and, you know, you're everybody's waiting for it to go through the hoop, everybody explodes. And last night, they shot well. There are going to be nights where, like against Orlando, they don't shoot well. But if you like this team, I like this team, but we also know this team is not championship caliber. The question is, when the trade deadline comes and there are players available, where are you going and who are you trying to replace? And does that change the dynamic that the team has got going on the last two years? That's the big question. Like everybody talks about, like, Bradley Beal, great player, and all this, you know, get him, you know, and it's like, okay, you bring him here. What does that do to what this team is that we all like about it?
Yeah, but you're also adding one of the best players in basketball, and it depends what you're giving up. If you're not ripping apart, you know, too much of the current roster, and it's something you got to look at that could potentially put you over the top. I mean, and that's one guy that people are going to look at because of his contract, you know, and he's got a player option for what, next year, and then that's that. I mean, so he's probably, there's no, those player options, those guys decline those player options every single time and then sign for more. So he's absolutely a guy that you would look at. But that's still, it's still down the road. And you don't know, maybe there's deficiencies. You know, I'm talking so positively about it.
Yeah, I mean, there could be injuries, there could be people hurt, you know, whatever. There could be opportunity to fill a spot. There's no question about that. So at the end of the day, they lost the game that they should have lost to Orlando. They bounced back the right way, said all the right things. Tibbs talked to you about, or talked to us about, what happened after the loss to Orlando. And, you know, that's the mindset that you want. And I still say that mindset is driven by Julius Randle and R.J. Barrett and Obi Toppin and, you know, the guys that were here last year and Derrick Rose. So as long as that mindset is still present, then, you know, it's something to feel good about. It's something to build on. Thursday night will tell us a lot, though. You know, still early, but playing against the top-tier point guard, playing against an undefeated Bulls team in Chicago. Chicago-New York rivalry, all of that stuff. Maybe that stuff gets reignited. And it's just good to get the whole Philadelphia stink off your back.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that to me.
14 straight to them, I mean, it's just terrible. I mean, wasn't it nice to have a team roll in to the Garden who has got bigger problems than the Knicks? Like, you know, they just had drama surrounding them and everything's a mess. Yes. And then the Knicks went in and smacked them around. I mean, it's usually the opposite of that. So it was just great. And you mentioned Obi Toppin. I mean, I was worried about him. There's no doubt about it. I was worried about him last year. And I know that RJ Barrett had a big leap year 1-2. And I trusted the coaching staff, but I just didn't know if he was going to fit in. They have found a way to make him fit in. And he got bigger. He got stronger. They're looking for him. I mean, he and the Garden crowd absolutely loves him. He provides a spark to the team. I'm so happy that early on he is fitting in the way that he is. And then I'll say it again, too. He's not talked about enough. Having Mitchell Robinson back and healthy just changes so much for this team. I just feel so much more confident when he's out there on the floor. Offensive rebounds, defensive presence in the paint. I mean, he's so injury prone, and he was able to avoid one against Orlando, the home game. But I just he's got to be on the court. That guy changes the entire feel around the team when he's out there.
And just remember, they're also missing right now Nerlens Noel.
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, and he had what I would consider a terrific season last year, one of the reasons why they wanted to bring him back. So it's another depth add to this team. And I just hope, Thibodeau gives them all the minutes that they need, allows them, you know, if he wants to, you know, do some load management here or there, back-to-backs, all that kind of stuff. I'm not against it. As long as you have legitimate depth players that, you know, if you want to give a guy a rest, you can give him a rest. So it's good. Don't get me wrong. It is really good. And after last year, coming back this year, it feels better. It looks better. But, you just got to see them against top-end point guards and how Kemba and Derrick Rose match up in those situations and whether or not they get outplayed the way that they outplayed the Sixers last night. So that to me is the whole thing and will ultimately be the crux of this team and how far it goes, is how far those two older point guards take this
team.
Yeah,
that's very true, and also both of them with big injury history too. So you want to be able to make sure that they're healthy in the most important minutes. But I tell you, I mean, Derrick Rose, I mean, knock on wood at this point, but I mean, Derrick Rose really has looked as solid physically as he's looked in his entire career. He's still going to the basket with a ton of vigor and throwing his body around.
Guts.
Yes, absolutely. So he's trusting his body. He's avoided major injury for a while, so I am knocking on wood. Both those guys, you need great seasons out of both of them if you want to take it to that next level. All right.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
It's going to be a long season between us Knicks and Nets fans this year, I feel. And I cannot wait for that first matchup between those two teams. That's going to be a lot of fun. Jerry is here with his update. He's going to give us that and more. What's going on, Jerry? Good morning.
Good morning. Powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. We're also brought to you by Dr. Shah and Samwell Institute for Pain Management. Visit samwellpain.com. And yes, Knicks roll the Sixers with a monster second quarter.
Walker feeling it.
That was Brian Anderson on TNT.
Ha, ha, ha. Yeah. Philly suck it.
39-16.
Oh, yeah.
They outscored the Sixers in that second quarter as they just kind of waltzed their way to a 112-99 win. Kemba Walker had 19 points on 7 of 15 shooting. He was on TNT afterward and says, you know what? Took what Philly gave him.
Tonight, you know, I was just taking whatever came to me.
Oh, come on.
You know, the opportunities came. You know, the big was back. I was just getting to my pull-up, and I was able to make some shots. It was a really exciting game.
Shut up.
What do you mean, oh, come on?
Because I wrote it.
It's the Echo lead, it's when called in the business.
So there's two different slugs, the one from the clips.
Yes.
And then I then re-edit them, and sometimes I rename them, and I forget if I rename them what I want to say or what they said, and sometimes I forget. And in that case, I forgot.
It's so okay, Jerry. You do a good job overall.
Now, here was Fibs.
You're kind of like a New York Knicks point guard.
Leading the way.
Yes.
You
know, every now and again, you have an off game. That's all right.
Here was Coach Tom Thibodeau on Kemba Walker's night.
I thought he played a great game. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought our team played a great game. And, you know, and that's what I love about our team. We have great depth.
You know, a lot of scoring. Evan Fournier had 18. Julius Randle, a double-double. By the way, I took Julius Randle last night. The over-under for his rebounds was only 7.5. On BetMGM. I thought that was an easy lock, which it was. I also thought Joel Embiid over 21.5 points was easy, and, well, that didn't happen. Derrick Rose did have 13. Here was Randall. So they lost the other night, but they bounced back.
That's the thing about this league. That's the thing about good teams in this league. High-character teams, like, it's okay to have adversity. It's okay to have flip-ups. It's about how you respond.
Well, they responded from the flip-up, as he said. Here was Doc Rivers. Give the Knicks a lot of credit.
I thought New York was so much more physical. Pushes around. The difference in the first quarter and second quarter, we made a couple of shots.
Where they actually had a lead after the first quarter. And so with the win, the Knicks also snapped that losing streak to Philly. The Sixers had beaten them 15 straight times. I think Embiid was 12-0 in his career against them, but no longer unbeaten. New York in Chicago tomorrow night. As for the Nets, they get the Heat this evening. Here's Kevin Durant, another game with more familiar faces.
Good to start the season off, just seeing where you are individually and playing against different types of players.
Different types of players like, say, Jimmy Butler, who has Kyle Lowry on his team. Very clear that he's a fan of Lowry.
That's my guy. It's definitely a blessing to share the floor with him.
Yeah, not only
who,
does
who
he
said
have,
that. Who was that that just said that?
That's Jimmy Butler.
That's Jimmy Butler who said that about Kyle Lowry.
Right. Who not only has on the court expectations of Lowry, but off the court ones as well.
I hope that my daughter's birthday is tomorrow, and I want a really expensive gift. $100,000 plus, Kyle. $100,000. She needs that.
And so then there was this pause, and a reporter, which you can barely hear him, he goes, are you being serious?
Yeah, damn my ass. $100,000. That's it. Thanks, yes. Kyle, $100,000. I'm not f***ing around.
I thought that was actually really funny. I have no idea if he's being serious or not.
Yeah, probably not.
I don't know.
No, he's not being serious.
$100,000.
But it just goes to show you just how much money they make and just how just flippant they are about it.
Yeah. So what do you think, Kyle? I don't know. What is Kyle Lowry's? What do you think he's making? He's making. Let's see.
$24 million.
Yeah, 24, something like that.
He signed 3 years, $90 million.
All right, $30 million. There you go.
He could afford $100,000 for a gift for his best friend's daughter.
Yeah.
I'm not sending you Sabrina that or Summer that. So forget that.
I'm not asking for it either. So no worries.
Pretty funny. Elsewhere, the Lakers beat the Spurs in overtime, 125-121. Anthony Davis, 35-17. Did tweak the leg, though, a little bit. Frank Vogel gave an update.
Yeah, we'll just have to see how sore it is. He just banged knees with one of the Spurs players, and obviously got sore, but he was able to continue. We'll see how it responds overnight.
And they've already have LeBron James was out with some sort of an injury or soreness. And so
load management?
We'll see. No, they didn't list it as such. They did list it as an injury, so he didn't play last night.
So, man, that team's old.
They are.
They got a lot of old guys. Yeah. So if they end up winning a championship, it'll be essentially a miracle because they'll be limping to the finish line.
Russell Westbrook, 33 points, 10 rebounds, 8 assists. The Jazz beat the Nuggets by 12. Warriors over the Thunder, 106-98. So they're 4-0, and the Mavericks beat the Rockets, 116-106. All right, World Series, Game 1 in Houston. First batter of the game, Jorge Soler.
Pitch on the way. Hit well, deep left. That's going back. That ball is gone! 1-0 Braves. And Jorge feels like busting loose. And that's how you start a World Series.
Braves radio sure was. They wound up scoring a couple of runs in the first, another in the second, couple more in the third. They built a 5-0 lead, wound up beating the Astros 6-2. Unfortunately for Atlanta, this also happened with Yuri Gurriel at the plate and Charlie Morton pitching.
The 0-1. And that's a ground ball. Hits off Morton. Kicks over to Freeman, who picks it up and takes it to first. A fortuitous carom. Looked like it hit off Morton's shoe.
Not so fortuitous. It actually broke his shin, as it turned out.
He stayed in there, though.
He stayed in for three more batters, struck out Jose Altuve, and then kind of collapsed. Then they did x-rays afterwards, and so fractured shin. It's not a broken leg, which bothered Al this morning.
What do you mean, bothered Al this morning?
Because I see all these headlines, though. Like, Charlie Morton broke his leg.
Oh, he did?
I mean...
Wait, you had a little bone bruise,
right?
And it freaked you out for 6 weeks.
Correct. I'm not saying he shouldn't be out, but for them, when a pitcher breaks his leg, he then can't pitch. But you had a fella in your Super Bowl who broke his leg, right?
Well, he snapped it.
Tim Crumrock.
Exactly.
Right.
He snapped his leg. He didn't continue out
kind of like Alex Smith snapped his leg.
Yeah. Joe Theismann.
Dak snapped
Prescott.
His leg.
Right. Dak Prescott. Right. This was...
A fracture.
I didn't break, quote-unquote, break his leg.
Al wants the broken legs redefined to be only compound fractures.
Well, you call a compound fracture a compound fracture. You call this a fracture.
Yeah, right. He just didn't like the misleading headlines.
And you call your little bump on your little baby shin a bone bruise.
Bone bruise, correct.
Right.
But I didn't break my leg. Like, when you say break your leg...
That's why it made me, like, really shocked that you didn't play for 6 weeks.
I need a guy, like, being helped off the field. Well, I was injured. That was a legitimate...
He's sitting there texting with his...
You're texting. You're telling Mommy, I hurt my shin. I can't play.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Look at him.
Hurt. Look how thin I am there.
You know what's funny? Yeah. As I look at you as the thin man, you're right, though. You look even thinner. My goodness.
Is this before you were lifting weights all the time? Or?
No, I think I was probably 143 pounds.
Oh, my God.
143 pounds.
I'm 163 now.
Now that's what we're talking about. Using that total gym still?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Hopefully. Good.
A couple times a week.
Like it. Killer. Eddie, how's that Peloton going? Doesn't seem like it's working at all.
Hanging your shirts.
Yeah. Put the pillows on there while you're changing the bed.
No, my wife uses it.
There you go. Austin Riley, an RBI double. Adam Duvall, a two-run homer. Duvall on Fox afterwards, amazed that Morton tried to pitch through it.
He's a gamer. You knew it had to be pretty bad for him to come out there. You know, he gave it all he had.
And then he did come out in the third inning. He Dusty
4-hour game, by the way.
Shocking. Oh, I mean, please. Here's Dusty Baker. Give Atlanta credit.
They played a good game. I mean, you know, sometimes you get beat, and sometimes, you know, you give them the game. We didn't give them anything tonight. You know, we just got beat tonight. They played a very good game.
Yes, they did. Game two tonight, Max Fried facing Jose Urquidy. I'm not even sure how to pronounce that name, but that will be game two this evening. All right, to football. Jabril Peppers, we knew, was banged up. I didn't know this bad. Ruptured ACL and a high ankle sprain.
Oh, man.
So his season is over. That surprised me yesterday for sure.
Is he a free agent coming up, too?
He might be. I don't know. He might be. Yeah, and the Packers play the Cardinals tomorrow night, which we know. Adam Lazard is out. He was a COVID-19 close contact, and by all accounts, he is not vaccinated, so that means he's got to quarantine for 5 days. Don't know about Devontae Adams yet, so their wide receiving core could look quite different. In terms of the Jets, Woody Johnson spoke because they had the fall meetings yesterday in New York. He saw what happened this weekend. He sees what's happening with his team, but he also keeps things in perspective.
Just a very young team. With a young quarterback, he's 22 years old, just turned 22.
Now, he does see positives and progress from the coach and the GM.
Seeing how their plans are put together, how they're deep thinkers, I think they want to do things like establish a culture.
They're deep thinkers that are establishing culture.
Oh, Tony Johnson.
He might be, who knows. In terms of the vision going forward.
We will get it right.
So there you go. Okay. Jet fans.
Yeah. I know it's hard to see it right now. It's totally hard to see it right now, and you might as well just take shots because it's going to be the rest of the season. I know it's going to be the rest of the season is going to be just like this.
We probably had this conversation when they hired Rex and when they hired Todd Bowles and when they hired Adam Gase and when they hired everybody.
Yeah, we'll get it right. Your boy Rex went off.
I know. Yeah. I said this to Al, and I understand he went to two AFC title games.
Yeah,
his last year here was atrocious. And it's fine
It wasn't really his fault, though. I mean, he went through general managers and everything else.
And with Todd Bowles' last year, not a good coach. I'm not saying he was. Did he have anybody here? Did he have any talent? All we did was mock their roster before the season began.
Well, this
roster is not good.
It's young.
Right.
Very young.
So it's kind of what we expect.
Yeah, it's all that we expected. And they're trying to say the right things in regards to losing and the way it looks right now. And if the owner doesn't say, look, I believe in the guys that are running the franchise, then what? I mean, they've only been here together, what, 6-7 months?
Oh, no, for sure. The problem, I think, is his track record has not been great. I would think Jet fans would say. Woody.
Oh,
yes. Yeah. That's all. Here's Mike Tomlin. He made it very clear he wasn't interested in those USC rumors that were out there.
I don't have time for that speculation. I mean, that's a joke to me. I got one of the best jobs in all of professional sport. Why would I have any interest in coaching college football?
And then he also made it very clear.
Carson Palmer could blow it out his ass.
And he didn't say that. He did also make sure the subject is pretty much over.
That'll be the last time that I address it. And not only today, but moving forward. Never say never, but never.
So I sent Carson Palmer a text yesterday and said, hey, dude, man, you got to hold that stuff before the Bengals are playing the Steelers. You know, you knock them off their game a little bit.
Rattle them a little bit.
You can't be, you know, dropping, you know, haymakers like in the middle of the week when, you know, they're playing the Browns.
Right. If you're just going to throw out a bunch of crap out there, do it at least to the Bengals' advantage, will you?
Right.
Pretty much. Crying out loud.
And
he was like pissed about
which
that.
Which I don't understand. I think it's complimentary.
I mean, it definitely is, but I don't know. It was almost like he treated it like, why would you ever think that I would leave an NFL job for a college job? Like, why? Like, what? Like, it was almost like
only if you see the end of your pro job, you know, in front of you, which that's not the case in Pittsburgh for sure.
Right. They never move on from coaches. It's one of the great organizations in the NFL. So, I mean, it was almost like, that's like, why would I do that? That's not me. That's sort of like beneath me. It's the way he reacted.
Yeah.
You know, and by the way, he did say, you know, is anybody asking Sean Payton or Andy Reid these questions?
About to play that.
And it was, I'm sorry, I didn't know you were. But the point about that aspect of it is nobody said anything about Sean Payton or Andy Reid going to USC. Carson Palmer said something about Mike Tomlin going to USC. That's why his name popped up, and that is why he was asked those questions.
And lastly, the Devils gave up 4 goals in about 10 minutes last night. Made it close, but wound up losing to the Flames 5-3. This Mangiapane scored twice in the first period,
just like he did to the Rangers. Was a pain in the neck.
And coming up next hour, I will talk about the Blackhawks, too, because that mess.
It's a mess.
With their GM and president of hockey operations, Stan Bowman, resigning. We'll talk about that next hour as well.
And I'll tell you, the Washington football team thing is even more of a mess. Now, with the owners' meeting going on here in New York, you actually had people that were part of the inner workings of the Washington football team here at the owners' meeting trying to force the NFL to open up their books to those 650,000 emails
and they
show what the culture was there in Washington. It is, I'm telling you, there's so much more to this story, and I don't know if the commissioner could take the team away from Daniel Snyder, but I just kind of feel like it's heading that way. Yeah, if it ever gets out.
And Goodell said something along the lines of, like, man, you know, we really punished Dan Snyder. We gave him a fine, and he hasn't been around the organization for 4 months or something like
that. $10 million fine.
But like,
a team that's worth $4.5 billion.
Right, exactly. And, he hasn't been around the organization in 4 months? Oh, I tell you, that's one big punishment for a guy who was running roughshod for a decade plus.
Hey, look, if that owner has got emails where he's passing around topless pictures of cheerleaders, I'm sorry. There's $10 million is not enough. If in fact, that's true. I don't know. Those are reports that are out there in the media. That's one of the reasons why people want to know exactly what was on Dan Snyder's emails.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really, he's in the crosshairs now.
My bad. You're right with Jason Kidd there? Sorry. Why are we talking about Jason Kidd all of a sudden?
Hit the wrong button, that's all.
Why are you hitting buttons? We're talking. There's no reason
6:37 on the fan.
Yes, that's right. Thank you, Jerry.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's the morning show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
How stupid is this story, Boomer? I can't even believe this, and I have to at least bring it up because what's going on with reports and people and people getting offended. It's just out of control these days. But so the Tony Romo comments when he's talking to Jim Nance about the ball exchange between the Buccaneers employee and the fan who got Tom Brady's 600 TD ball. Tony Romo's doing a bit where he's like providing dialogue and, oh, what do you want? And then he brings up, oh, how about a date with Giselle and I'm in? Okay, Tom will do it one time. Okay, you got it. So Tony Romo's providing this dialogue. He's trying to be funny, whatever. And then there's articles written about how they're creepy comments by Tony Romo. And then when you read the article about the creepy comments, all it is people searching for tweets to see if there was anybody offended by Tony Romo's comments. So it's like, oh, this Twitter user was offended by it. Or, oh, this Twitter user thought it was creepy. I could tell you right now that 99% of the people who were watching that, if not close to like 99.9% of the people that were watching that, were not offended in any way by those comments by Tony Romo. But yet, we'll go to Twitter and then say, creepy, under fire for creepy. He's not under fire by anybody. You can find somebody on Twitter who has a problem with anything, absolutely anything. And this is what I cannot stand about today and reporting and all the crap that we deal with every single day. It's like you see it on newscasts all the time. They'll put out a story about whatever, local story, national story, then they'll go, let's see what people are saying about it. And then they'll go to their Facebook page and put the comments up, or the Twitter page and the comments up, and they act like that stuff really matters. When a majority of the people who are level-headed and reasonable aren't sitting there all day with the most extreme opinions and typing them into space to try to get some sort of reaction. So don't give me that Tony Romo's under fire over these silly dialogue comments during a game when like six people on Twitter felt like they had a problem with it.
Well, you just have to hope our bosses realize that, you know, the clickbait and the headlines and everything really don't match the overall reaction to what he was saying. You know, I heard it, and you know, I don't know why he was trying to do that anyway in the first place, but he did it, and it's, you know, it's just one of those things that gets blown out of proportion because, you know, three anonymous Twitter people say something about it and it makes a headline.
Yeah, I mean, but it's almost like people search for that. And that's what
Of course they're searching for it. I mean, that's just the world we live in.
Anything. Like, you can create a story about anything based on either positive or negative Twitter reaction.
Right. Person's upset. That person's upset. So let's make a headline out of it because three people are upset about it.
Right. Well, exactly. Yeah. And that stuff's got to stop. But it'll never stop. It'll never stop.
I mean, I saw the headline. I saw the story yesterday, and I actually chuckled about it.
Creepy?
I just laughed about it, you know. And I think it's kind of like what people like about Tony Romo, that he's unpredictable, and that's part of the fun of, you know, listening to him. I don't know. It's, you know, then Tom and Giselle haven't made a comment on it yet.
Oh, okay. Like, why? That's
another thing, you know, that, you know, at the end of the article, Tom and Giselle have not commented on this.
Right,
after
right.
being, after people have reached out to them.
They, yeah, okay. Do they have, I mean, any idea that this even happened? Like, give me a break. Who's, could you comment on Tony Romo talking about having a date for the ball? I mean, it's a freaking joke, for crying out loud.
100% joke. But then again, you know, you see what's happening in the world of comedy these days.
I mean, I it's not like Tony Romo's Dave Chappelle, but
yeah, that's,
you
know, true.
I do understand.
I'll tell you one thing, you know, you say whatever you want about Dave Chappelle, he is not backing down at all.
No. Nobody would expect him to.
No.
Should I ask Stephen Waldron about the Tony Romo thing?
I think so, yeah. He'd probably be a good guy to ask.
Yeah, hey, Stephen. Stephen Waldron for CBS Sports. Stephen, are you there?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning, man. What do you think about this whole Tony Romo Giselle thing, huh?
I agree, absolutely. Blown out of proportion.
Yeah, blown out of proportion, right? Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous. There's nobody over there at CBS who's going to have a problem with that, right?
Not that I'm aware of.
No. Yeah, not that you're aware of. And you're aware of everybody over there. You're connected. You're locked in.
I mean, the guy who got the ball is being taken care of handily. So.
Yeah, that's right. That's another part of this story. I mean, this is a good story. Let's not make it a negative story, right, Stephen?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I mean, hey, listen, if you get any inside information, you get any CBS scuttlebutt on that, you let us know, all right?
Absolutely, we'll do.
All right, there's Stephen Waldron.
Yeah, so there could be a headline now. You know, CBS producer claims that, you know, this is a flippant comment. You know, the whole thing.
I don't know
why you're bringing him into it, but I know why you're
asking. You agreed, yeah.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
I should. No, wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
You know what? We should tweet out now just to make this even. You know, CBS sports producer Stephen Waldron says that this has been blown out of proportion and there's nothing to worry about. Do you think that people will pick up on it?
I don't know. Somebody will be offended by it, I'm sure.
Be nice working with you, Steve.
No, there's no way.
No.
Stop that.
Steve is a part of the fabric of this show. Come on, man.
Without a doubt. I wish he could be with us every morning.
Right.
Like, actually physically with us. I know he is with us, but I wish he could actually be in the studio. Yeah, I mean, it's just, does it ever get any better? Like, this whole social media reporting, fake news sad. I mean, does it ever get any better, or is it just going to continue down this spiral of hell to the point where everybody loses their mind?
Into the cesspool of social media? Yeah, of course. Everybody's going to be spiraling down into the cesspool of social
media.
So
it's never going to get any
better.
Everybody already
is. It's not going to get any better.
It's never going to
get worse.
We're not going to be enlightened. We're not, as a society, going to figure this thing out.
No.
We're just going to be devolving into social media zombies who are affected by everything up there. Like, that's really the path that we're on.
Yeah,
there's no hope.
Just remember, you know, when the midterm elections come, we'll be right back center right in the middle of all of it again.
Oh,
and then when you have the presidential election in a couple of years, you know, who knows where that's going to be. So just get used to it, man. I mean, you know, there are people out there that are on social media. There are bots out there. There are algorithms. There are foreign countries. There are all sorts of people that are putting out all sorts of, you know, phony fake news. So,
I mean, I feel like, you know, Facebook's been under fire a little bit with
some
stuff. Like, I want to have some hope that in a number of years, when my daughters are on social media, it's a little bit better. I'm sorry. I have no hope. I just feel like it's going to be worse. I just feel like it's just, I mean, it's the Wild West, and I feel like it's going to be worse. And I hope that somehow, because here's the only thing that's going to fix it. You know, it's not really, like, we talk about social media, that's the problem. It's Twitter, it's Facebook, it's Instagram. No, it's people. Because the people are the thing that are driving all of this. So the only thing that's going to fix social media is if we as a whole, majority, understand how ridiculous a lot of this stuff is, and that's never going to happen. So really, it's not me having no faith in social media. It's having no faith in humanity. Nate's in Connecticut. What's going on, Nate?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's happening, Nate?
So, this whole thing is stupid with Tony Romo. The guy made a joke about a guy getting a date with Giselle. She's a supermodel. What guy would not want to have a date with a supermodel? He didn't say sexual favor. He didn't say sleep with her. He just said, maybe you'll get a date with Giselle.
Yeah, there was definitely, you're right, Nate, there was definitely a way he could have crossed the line in that conversation. There were many paths to do that, and he didn't. He just said, date with Giselle? Okay, fine. A little toss-away, stupid line, and that's the end of it. So I hope that it ends here.
Well, when you say ends, I mean, so there was a story. It lasted 24 hours. It goes away.
Well, yeah, no, I just hope that, because you know how companies can be reactionary. That's the thing. So it's like you just hope that there isn't some sort of statement that's put out. Or
well, we just heard from Stephen Waldron. Isn't that kind of a statement?
You're right. Yeah, that is a statement. Yeah. And, I believe it's Stephen put a kibosh on the whole thing. CBS
I would
Sports
hope so. I think you and Stephen together.
Perfect. Good. Very good.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.